Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
This is Wicked Roadie, a wicked good podcast about Rhode Island events and life. Hello and welcome, everybody. My name's Mary Larson.
And I'm Ben DeCastro. Thanks so much for joining us, as always, as you always do. I'm sure you listening today, you have downloaded not only today's episode, but all 145 previous episodes, because that's the kind of listener that you are, and we're excited about that. We appreciate that. You know, we talk about events here, Mary, on a regular basis.
Yeah, it's kind of what we do.
Yes, events specific to Rhode Island, but there's this thing going on, social media. It's kind of crazy. Don't know if you heard about it.
No, tell me.
Storm Area 51. It is an event that'll be taking place on Friday, September 20th.
Okay.
At 3 o'clock in the morning.
What?
In Amargosa Valley, Nevada. Currently, there are 1.9 million people going, 1.4 million people interested. And this is an event that was set up by a person. Mm-hmm. Who has since smartly, you know, removed his name from the Facebook. The title of the event is actually Storm Area 51, comma, They Can't Stop All of Us.
Ooh, smart.
Yes.
And true.
Well, so this is a thing where people, you know, they want to go to this, and they want to find out what's going on there. They want to find out what is happening.
Yeah.
You know, they want to see
all about the aliens.
They want to see the aliens. So this has been going on for a little bit. Here's how this world responds to this. Bud Light has signed on and said, if you guys bail out an alien, free Bud Light for life.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
That's first. There are now subsequent events around this.
Okay.
There's a virtual run, you know, where you can, you know, you can be part of it virtually. There's a party the week before, not just one. Many parties, Area 51 party. It's, you know, there's one actually happening in Carver, Massachusetts. So fair warning, we will put that on a borderline segment in the future.
Yeah, yeah.
But these people are just like, there's 5Ks being set up for this. There are after parties. There are concerts being established. There are just, there's victory parties. There's just all sorts of, and then of course, at 6 o'clock, there is a run over the bodies. Everyone who died storming Area 51, they're going to have a 5K over that.
Oh, you know,
yes,
that's very kind.
Know, right.
Yeah.
So take it up a notch.
Yeah.
This is listed under causes. Why? What is the cause?
To find out the truth. To find out the truth, Ben. Are you at all interested in aliens?
No.
See, I am. This is like when I meet people who are high up in the military, that's the first thing I ask them. I'm like, do you know? Do you have access? Like our friend Sarah, her husband,
yes.
You know how he worked at
yes.
the Pentagon?
Yes.
So I said, so you know if aliens exist or not, right? And he said, I am not able to talk about that information.
Yep. Yep. He, and you know what? That's fine.
I want to know.
Yeah.
I'm not flying to Nevada, though.
Well, it's in September, so hopefully it'll be a little cooler there. Bring sunscreen,
yeah.
Maybe Bullfrog or one of those other, you know, Banana Boat, you know, those other groups there
mm-hmm.
can sponsor the sunscreen area. At 3 p.m. on the Sunday, there will be a memorial service, just so everybody knows, on the 20th. At 3 p.m. for the people who died. It'll be, you know, it'll be a memorial service. They're already preparing the memorial service for the people who don't make it. Because they say they can't shoot you all. So I just, how this thing has taken off is just unbelievable to me.
Seriously.
And I don't know what would qualify as Rhode Island's Area 51. Like, what is our secret, like, space here that people, maybe it's Dyer Woods.
What's Dyer Woods? No, tell me.
You don't know what Dyer Woods is?
What is this place? Oh, okay, yeah.
It's a nudist campground in Rhode Island?
Never mind. Yeah.
Okay.
I haven't been there, but yes. Oh.
Now, I mean, last time I was there, you know, the Jeep got stuck. There was a muddy hole. I just, you know, it was crazy. But we're fine now. It's everybody made it out okay. But yeah, so I don't know exactly what would qualify as Rhode Island's Area 51. But if you know, I would love to hear from you. We both would. So go over to the Wicked Roadie Facebook page. What's your take on this? What is your take on this whole Area 51 run, and what do you think Rhode Island's Area 51 is?
Okay, so if I lived in Nevada, I might go. And if I was younger and if I didn't have a family who would, like, miss me if I were to perish or be eaten by said alien, I would probably go if I lived there. I'm not going to lie. And if I was younger, if I was in my 20s and I was living just, like, you know, carelessly, but, you know, having a blast, I would go because I want to know about aliens. I'm totally freaked out by it. In regards to Rhode Island, I did go somewhere that I wasn't supposed to in my 20s. Once again, I was like, I went to the Ladd Observatory in Exeter, which is where they used to do, like, bad science experiments on people who were mentally unwell, and they closed it down. But it's like, it was like an insane asylum, but also they did bad things.
I would like to preface this. I would like to just add a disclaimer that my little laugh after you said bad science experiments, I was totally thinking of stuff that happened in high school. Then you further qualified it with the poor folks that were you know, dealing with things. So I'm not laughing at that.
Oh, no. You're picturing like slime or something from.
Yeah, I'm picturing just the bacon soda and vinegar and baking powder going wrong.
Like morbid, terrible things. That's bad. And it closed like in the 70s or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't recommend going there at night with a flashlight. I don't. So on that note,
maybe it's where the Alamo thing is in Narragansett. You know where I'm talking about, right next to the beach there. What's that? Scarborough? Mm-hmm. Scarborough.
Yeah, like as you're going from Narragansett and you're walking towards Black Point, you're taking the left.
Yes. Yeah.
You're going north.
There's like this little facade of like the Alamo. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's Rhode Island's Area 51. Hey. I don't know. I'm not an expert, but I do know this, that if we're going to start talking about events that you actually want to go to that actually matter to Rhode Island. So if you are listening and you're tuned in while you're on the road getting ready, maybe you're getting your maybe you're packing for the Area 51 shenanigans. Okay. More power to you. If you hear something that piques your interest, you can find all the links and info on our website, wickedroadiepodcast.com.
All right, Ben, so what do you have for this week's Wicked Interesting Pick?
The Blessing of the Fleet takes place this weekend in Narragansett. It actually starts on Thursday, the 25th, and goes right through the 26th and the 27th. It is a massive, massive event of all sorts of fun stuff. There will be bands, there will be music, there will be a run. There will be the run is Friday. So if you listen to this on Thursday, the run is on the Friday, the 26th at night. It's a 10-mile road race. The Blessing of the Fleet, where the priest or pope or is it the pope who comes down, or is it not? It's not the big guy, right? He doesn't come down to the bubble car, right? No, it's somebody, a reverend of sorts, a person who stands there and blesses the boats as they go by. It's an old, long-time tradition, but, you know, leave it to the Narragansett Lions to put a party on. They've got the various musics happening. They got the Heavy Rescue Band, Roger Cirici's All-Stars, Matt Paolino, Steve Smith and the Nakeds. This event is attended each year by almost 30,000 people. It is huge. They've got a seafood fest happening. They got beverages, food vendors, games, rides. So it's something to check out if you've never done it before. Here's my pro tip, as I always do. Mm-hmm. Folks, get an Uber, get a Lyft. Park somewhere away and take a Lyft into the location, because parking does get a little tight there. But like I said, it's something to definitely check out. The Blessing the Fleet, the road race, that takes off from, I think, the middle school, I want to say, or one of the schools. Okay. And it ends right at the towers. And that's where kind of everything else happens, is over by the towers. You know, that area there where it's got the gazebo, gazebo, as some people call it. But yes, it happens there. So okay. You've been to this event before.
The Blessing of the Fleet? No. Yeah.
What?
I know. It's like such a quintessential Rhode Island thing, and I have not been to it.
You broke into the lad, but you've never been to the Blessing of the Fleet, Mary.
Doesn't have enough adventure for me.
Well, you know why? Because here's why, I figure. Because you went to school in Narragansett, so in July you were out of there.
Yeah,
you were not there.
No,
so
okay. I went back
to the burbs. That's happening. That is happening this weekend. Lots of great things. So we have the link for you to find out what exactly is happening at what time. Too much to talk about. That's our Wicked Interesting Pick of the Week. And now, here's the Wicked Fun in the 401.
Well, to start things off, you know, summer is starting to come to a close, which is crazy. If you're like me, you're heading into the school supplies mode because you need to get all these specific folders and notebooks. It's crazy. But you know, one of the great things about this part of summer is the bounty that comes from our farms. And this is one of my favorite times of year because you get to pick your own sunflowers at some wonderful establishment. So I wanted to give a shout out to Confreda Farm because they are having this pick your own sunflowers event. Now, have you ever, like, did your family, do they grow sunflowers? Have you had sunflowers in your yard, Ben? What's your sunflower experience?
We are anti-sunflower.
Really?
We like the moonbeams. No, we never did sunflowers. I know a lot of people that have, and I know there are a lot of farmers down there in the Aquidneck Island area, Portsmouth, Middletown, Newport, who are sunflower growers.
Yep.
But it's tough down there because, you know, you get some of those winds, especially later on in the season, you know, the storms that kick up and potential for hurricanes. So my family's never done them, no, but I like watching videos online of how they harvest the seeds.
Oh, I've never watched that.
Yeah, wow.
Sounds yummy.
Mary, what have you done with my life? Kids. What do you do all
Seriously.
Day? My word. My goodness. How have we won awards here?
I don't even know, man. I don't get out anymore. I used to be cool. Nope.
I want to be big.
Right.
So I haven't. So this is Confreda Farms.
Yeah, Confreda Farms are down in Hope, Rhode Island. So kind of that southern, you know, Charahoe-ish part of the state.
Sure.
Yeah, you get to pick your own sunflower. There's no cost for you to go and just kind of walk through the flowers, but they are asking that you buy at least one. It's $1 per stem. And if you guys have never picked sunflowers, like, it's different than you get, say, if you're just at like a little grocery store where they have those little sunflowers, maybe that are the size of a donut. But when you go to these farms, I mean, the sunflowers can sometimes be as big as your face. Like, they're giant. So $2 is definitely worth a stem. I've taken my kids before to pick your own sunflower. And it's not even a pick your own. It's like cut down your own. They give you these amazing scissors, kind of shears, because you can't, it's not like tulips. You just don't pick it out of the ground. These things are giant. Yeah. So yeah, totally a fun thing to check out.
You need somebody there with like the chaps on so you don't, you know, the spurs don't cut back and whatnot. Very cool. Very cool. Mary, now is the time to seize the day. And especially if you are down over by Theater by the Sea, because Disney's Newsies is playing there now through August 10th. If you've never been to Theater by the Sea, It's truly a venue you got to check out. It's beautiful. They obviously have food nearby, but there's a group down there. So the Theater by the Sea only operates in the summertime. Mm-hmm. It only does four or five different performances. And they get world-class actors and actresses and performers down there. The music is phenomenal. The venue is just historic. It's just wonderful. So this performance that's happening right now is Disney's Newsies, and it's something incredible.
So good.
It will certainly get you out of your seat and dancing. Obviously, everybody knows the story, but this is something that Bill Haney, who he's the guy who owns the Theater by the Sea, TBTS, as you acronym freaks like. It's perfect. So this is going to be something to check out down there at Theater by the Sea, which is in Wakefield, Rhode Island. It is a drive if you are in Providence. Not gonna lie, grab a large coffee and do it. You will not be disappointed. I can tell you that much. It is amazing. That is for true.
Agreed. So.
All right, what else we got coming up?
Okay, so originally I had down, you know what? I just wrote down the same thing as you did, because originally I had down the Newport Folk Festival, which is huge. For those of you who have never been to the Newport Folk Festival, though, I'm sorry, because I had it down in our Google, and I'm looking, and tickets are sold out. But for those of you who do have tickets, I highly recommend that you report back to us, maybe send us some stories. And if you're in or around the Newport area, especially if you have a boat, you can kind of like sneak around that Fort Adams area and probably hear some of this amazing music. I mean, that's one of the great things about having a boat this time of year, is you can kind of sneak around. And granted, you're paying a ton for gas and you're paying a ton to take care of your boat, but there's so many musical events going on, you know, whether India Point Park or in East Providence or down at Fort Adams, that you can pretty much get a free concert on your boat by.
Yeah. So Saturday morning, because the event is happening this weekend, Saturday morning, just something to be aware of, that they actually have the Save the Bay swim going on. So if you are headed down that way, they will have the channel where you cross under the Newport Bridge. It will be closed for a little bit of time. So just be aware of that.
Are people afraid of sharks? Like, I didn't realize the shark situation that we have going on now on this coast. And then I stupidly Googled it. People were like, oh, are you afraid about going to the beach because of the great whites? And I was like, what are you talking about, you fool? And then I Googled it. And I saw there are a ton of great whites right now chilling in our waters because of things like Save the Bay, where we've helped out the bay, made it so clean, have this plethora of wonderful seals. But I forgot that the natural predator for seals is sharks.
Here's my take on this whole shark thing. We are in their habitat. Mm-hmm. They don't come up on land and attack us as we sit peacefully and quietly in our homes.
No, thank goodness.
We're the ones who just go into their habitat. So, folks, guess what? Zero sympathy from this guy. And like with all the stuff that's happening now, like Cape Cod, I'm sorry, Cape Cod just is all the, you know, because they're seeing more and more shark sightings.
Yeah.
That is just a terrible place to go. It's just a horrible, like, why would you want to own land there? Like, before, it was fine, but now all these sharks up there, you can't go in the water. Are you crazy?
Well, as a surfer yourself, what tips would you have for any of these Save the Bay swimmers?
Oh, they'll be fine. I mean, the sharks, no, they keep the sharks away for that. They
say, listen, this is about keeping your water clean. We're helping you out.
We're so far up into the channel at that point, you know. But you just kind of, I don't know. Don't go with any open cuts, I can tell you that much.
Okay.
maybe you should just take a hint and instead donate money.
There you go.
But something that is happening that is fun in the water, and very little chance you'll have any issues with sharks, is Aquapalooza.
Tell me more.
Over at Potter's Cove. Potter's Cove is just off of Prudence Island, which is one of the bigger islands we have here. It does have people on it. You can only access it via boat or ferry. Prudence Island, Aquapalooza. It's kind of like an unofficial event that happens that's turned into something, and it's just a bunch of boats. It's like Redneck Yacht Club time.
Nice.
Seriously, people just pull up boats and have a good time. They're out there partying. Do so responsibly, ladies and gentlemen. Please, please, please do not drink and operate a boat. If have a designated boat operator, mm-hmm. or, you know, somebody knows what they're doing. Somebody could, you know, read a radar. This message brought to you by SafeSea, wonderful company. If you need a tow while you're out on the water, you need assistance. Rhode Island Premier Towing on the Water, SafeSea. But it's going to be happening. It's all day on Saturday. It technically kicks off at 11 o'clock, but again, Potter's Cove, right on Prudence Island. Mary?
Yeah.
Prudence Island is part of what city and or town of Rhode Island?
Okay. How about Jamestown?
Nope.
How about Newport?
Nope.
I'm fresh out of luck. I don't know. Portsmouth?
Portsmouth.
Oh,
it
hey.
Is Portsmouth. It is Portsmouth. Yeah. So that's why if when people look up Prudence Island, sometimes it comes up as Portsmouth. But yes, that will be happening on Saturday.
Now, I saw if you have a kayak, like you don't need to have one of those, you know, real-time gas guzzling boats.
You need to get over there.
How long does it take by kayak?
Don't.
Oh, never mind. I obviously haven't gone out to Prudence Island since high school.
I mean, if the only way you could literally do it via kayak is to take the kayak over there via the ferry.
Oh, okay.
Unless you're going to go off Papasquash Point, which there's really no place to park, you're going to be paddling for a while.
What's Prudence Island and, like? Like, are there bathrooms? What's going on over there?
There's a one-room schoolhouse there that's still in operation. There's a fire station there. There is a little general store. It does have inhabitants year-round and summertime. It's a nice little island. A lot of deer.
Yeah, they swim, right?
Yep, they swim over. They swim over there. You can see them at night. Their little heads popping up, and they swim it over. But yeah, a lot of yeah. So it's good. Maybe if you want to go check it out, go check it out. So there you go. That's Aquapalooza at Potter's Cove. Mary, talk to me about this free concert happening at the East Greenwich, the library.
Yeah, that is one of my favorite libraries in the state. I don't know if you know this about me, Ben, but I'm like a bibliophile, but actually about libraries. Like, I love visiting different libraries. I love seeing how they organize the books, where
are
the different kids' rooms
are,
the buildings. No,
really?
I stunk at that. I really stunk at that back in high school. Yes. I was terrible. I was like, librarian, this is your job. Yes. You know where these books are. Please just help me. I don't want to have to go to this little filing cabinet, get the wrong book. Thank you, computers.
That's
well,
right.
The East Greenwich Free Library, it's beautiful. The parking situation around East Greenwich is a little different because, you know, mm-hmm. it's a bit older of a town, so you'll just want to mm-hmm. plan accordingly. But on Saturday morning, if you've got little ones, I probably wouldn't take them to Aquapalooza. Not going to lie. Not the place for little kids.
Not a good place. No.
Yes. So if you're looking for somewhere to go and maybe you'd like to be indoors because there's some air conditioning, you're going to want to head to East Greenwich from 10:30 to 11:15 because one of our favorite bands in regards to family-friendly music, Rockababy, they're going to be performing there, a free concert. And their events are generally not free. I mean, even when you go to see them at other locations, there's usually a cover, which is funny to think of a cover for a kid band. But let me tell you, they're great. They've got Muppets or puppets. I don't even know. What's the difference between a Muppet and a puppet? I don't want to be using the wrong
Muppets
wrong
are
word.
Jim Henson's.
Okay. So these will be puppets that kind of look like Muppets.
Yes.
You're perfect. Their band is really aimed towards like little kids that probably would enjoy Muppets and puppets.
Yeah, but they wouldn't get the full. They wouldn't understand really the full comedy of a Muppet. You know, the little ones there. I have not really introduced Little Foster Man to the Muppets yet, just because I love him dearly.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take a bullet for this kid, but I don't think he's ready.
No,
I just I don't think he'll appreciate it. Yeah,
I got you, man.
Yeah, so.
That's how I am with Star Wars and Harry Potter. Granted,
I won't
those
let
are
Susan
like...
watch. I won't let Susan watch Muppets because of the same reason.
You won't get it. You won't get it. Oh, right. Man. Well, you can go see Puppets with Rockababy once again, kind of aimed towards the 1 to 5 year olds. But if the kids are a little bit older, if you have siblings, whatever, as long as they like to dance and sing and if they like bubbles, hey, they're in good luck because this musical group has got it all. Once again, Saturday from 10:30 to 11:15 in East Greenwich. Wicked Rhodey are so incredibly proud to partner with the United Way of Rhode Island, helping to spread the word about amazing opportunities for you, your friends, your family, and different ways that you can volunteer in and around Rhode Island. So first up is visiting Nurse Home and Hospice in Portsmouth. They still need some office volunteers. So they provide responsive, individualized services that help enable people to stay in their homes and their communities throughout their lives. And that's what that organization does. But they particularly need office volunteers to answer calls, make copies, and complete light computer tasks.
The other area where volunteers are needed would be the Rhode Island Blood Centers. Drives are going on right now, all through the summer. If you have the ability to donate blood, please. They need it. It is critical. It's a form of therapy for some people. But they also need people at these drives to help sign people in, greet the donors, get them through the process, and then the best gig of all is just, you know, serving them treats, snacks,
yes, juice,
refreshments,
Fig Newtons,
Oreo cookies,
yep,
orange juice,
yep,
all the good stuff right there. So if you want to sign up and help out with that, you just contact Chris over at the Rhode Island Blood Center. We'll have all that info for you. And if you want to learn more about the United Way of Rhode Island, or if you're in need of assistance, visit their website or simply dial 211 and get connected to the help that you need. All right, as we said at the beginning, everything we talked about today can be found on our website, wickedrhodeypodcast.com.
Check us out online, my friends. We've been busy this summer. We know that you have, too. When you're snapping those shots, maybe you've got a waterproof case for your iPhone and you're at Aquapalooza flying in the air on some kind of jetpack water thing. Or maybe you're having more of a calm, bubbly time with Rock-A-Baby. Wherever you are, snap the pic, share it in your story, and use that hashtag, WickedRhodey.
If you're looking to get your message directly into the ears of our listeners, you can email us at wickedrhodeypodcast@gmail.com, or you can reach out to us on Facebook. And why wouldn't you? Because we are 2-time Best of Rhode Island award winners, which Mary,
yeah,
will be going and accepting the award this evening, the day this comes out, on the Thursday. You will be going to accept the award on our behalf for the Wicked Rhodey podcast. That's it.
Virtual high five, listeners.
Boom.
We did it. Thanks to you. Well, until next time, I'm Mary Larson.
And I'm Ben DeCastro.
And you've been listening to Wicked Rhodey. We'll have more for you next Thursday.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/prenatal.